tutaj dejter manste mit alle auf mal klopfen gewesen das alle haben da
So when Menachem Dovid spoke to me and he was discussing a date for Ben Azman Mashiach, he proposed various dates, and I was very happy that we stayed with this date of right after Tisha B'Av, because there's been a kasha which has been bothering me right from when I was a very little boy, straight after Tisha B'Av, and it's a very appropriate time. It seems to share the kasha with you. Maybe we'll have this better episode there at the end. So we've spent 3 weeks going into the Indian of Khurban, and we start absorbing a little bit. We start thinking about what it means not to have a Beis HaMikdash and the Kvod Shemayim. And then the 9 days, we think about it a little bit more. And then Tisha B'Av, we finally start, the penny starts to drop a little bit. Maybe we haven't spent so much focus in the year, but the penny starts to drop a little bit that we're missing a Beis HaMikdash, something really, really tragic. And we understand it, maybe we get it a little bit. As we were lacking Kvod Shemayim, like the famous story of Rabbi Shmuel Salant, the head commissioner in England came to him and said, why are you living in such a, he wasn't living in a fancy house at all, the chief rabbi, and he brought him to the window and he showed him the Beis HaMikdash, his Chorev, and he said, if Hashem can live like that, I can Zicha live like that. So we start understanding a little bit Kvod Shemayim, and then straight away we take off. In a day or 2 days afterwards, summer holidays, that's it. At the most geschmack time of the year. Where's this whole availus on the Beis HaMikdash we're so busy with? And the fact we've got a few weeks' time, we've got Elul, the whole Achana, the most serious time of the year, and in between, sandwich, in between the saddest time and the serious time, we've got this bit as man in the Gazach, what's going on? Right. So, if you think, if you look at in Avtoiras, there's Shiva Shloisha the Paranusa, Achana to Tisha B'Av, and then there's Shiva the Nechemta, straight away. There's no Ben Azman of Avtoira. The Avtoiras go straight after Tisha B'Av, we're busy in Achana until we get to Rosh Hashanah. It's a very busy time. And the truth of the matter is, it didn't always used to look like that. In Lutzen, not so long ago in Yeshiva Lutzen, there was no Ben Azman, the Bach went, even so. But officially, if somebody wants to stay in Yeshiva, don't mess about, it's not an hotel. Say, yeah, proper story. So what's going on? So, I'd like to speak of a few answers on this question that's evolving many years. So, the first thing is, it's true. The truth of the matter is, even in our Ben Azmanim and whatever the case is, a person shouldn't forget about Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It's like, comes to Pesach. We think about Emuna and going out Mitzrayim, and every day we think about it. The Matez Kerei, Tzitz Yitzchak Meir Mitzrayim, we think about it. We should have a little bit of think about Tisha B'Av a little bit every year. I've heard recently with Chazanish, and Chazanish explained why the German Jewry fell so bad, so fell so much, L'Omas, in the other Eastern European countries, and he says because they didn't do Tink Chatzos. Much it wasn't the Eastern Tink Chatzos. Interesting there. So that's one aspect. And the kasha is a kasha. There's a take it away. Maybe you can speak of the terrors. So obviously it's just a mikre. The agricultural calendar, that was the way it was. At the end of the school year, there was a few weeks to help with the crops. And Haraya, that in South Africa, where they have a different hemisphere, there the summer holidays is in the middle of the winter. But we know there's nothing in the world which is a mikre. And what will we say in South Africa? So, yes, the Rabbanim of Ezra's Torah, they'll have a better pshat. Why there's Ben Azmanim there? Well, there's Torah away in South Africa. Maybe something to explain there. But Kaponim, Ezra's pshat we need to have for England. What summer holidays doing in between Tisha B'Av and Elul? So, another pshat I heard, I was so happy to hear the kash. I was so pleased with the teretz. I was in Shevasachim camp. Tafshin something. And the Madrich gets up and say, after Tisha B'Av, we're having a whole camp over here. And he says, yes, because of me, Limud is in as Chinom, here we've got the camp, Achdus, oh, beautiful terrace for Sheva Sachim. But we're not only Sheva Sachim, you know, there's the rest of the Yiddish guy. So, maybe think it's not so appropriate, Taka, but the truth is, I saw from this year, there's a Makori that now should be Taka a happy time. Maybe a few days, but first of all, Gemara says, Lo yom tov li yisrael ke chamish asav ba'av, And I saw brought down from Chassidish Swarm that the Tzeruf Oisias, every Chodesh has different Tzeruf Oisias of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Beginning of the Chodesh is Taka very sad. The second half of the Chodesh is Kesidron. Because the second half of the Chodesh is Taka the Merdiga Simcha. And I saw B'Shem Kedusha's Lady that Ein Simcha Kehet, the Merdiga Shleimus which comes out of head, once you feel there's a lack, comes the Merdiga Shleimus afterwards. We need to understand this a little bit. Maybe this is what the Kedushas Levi means. So Ad Kan the Kasha. The Kasha is what is. Yeah, I hear the point down here, but the Chassidish yeshivas have Shavavim, a very strong chizik in Shavavim by the winter Shabbos. They don't have. Let's have 3 week holidays before Shavavim. No, the God's man, and it comes Shavavim. Now again, chizik. There's a story of Samar Rebbe, somebody once asked him why his appeals in his Smedish was so Masliach, and this person was saying, my Smedish is not Masliach. So he said, what happens by you 4 weeks before the appeal? He said, well, we say no appeals because we come to the appeal from our Meister. So he said, no, by us every single week there's appeal, and only we're used to giving. When it comes to our appeal, our Smedish will forgive as well. So here's how we know that we start with, yeah, I hear this far, but Agaponim, we could manage with Ella without it as well. Let me first go into a whole different topic. Maybe we'll come back to this Indian of summer holidays. Indian of, which I'm feeling very close to. I heard this story, and the Mamish took me this story. I think it's the Mamish you saw in the whole Yiddishkeit. I'd like to be marich a bit in this Nakuda. I'll start with where it comes off with a story. And this is really where I'm coming from. And there's a very, very lot to learn from this story. Somebody once came to the big tzaddik of Shlomke from Zvil. He lived by Erech 80, 90 years ago in Yerushalayim. And he was known, a very big tzaddik, a great Polish, was a very clever man. He came up from Europe. First he tried to hide, he pretend he's not a Rebbe, then somebody recognized him as a Rebbe from Europe, and he became again a big Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. So somebody came over to him and said, he's struggling in a certain Avera. I don't know what Avera some 8 years ago Yerushalayim could be. Maybe he was putting sugar in his coffee before that. I don't know where the Avera was. And he went around to various Rebbonim for him to help. Shlomkesville told him, no, don't work on not doing it. It's not for you. I see you think of this thing. Don't work on it at all. She said, what shall I do? He says, I'll tell you what. For 1 minute before you've got a cheshek to do this thing, let's call this coffee pour down, because that was his magic. Let's call it that. For 1 minute, push off. Not have your coffee. I didn't have your coffee. But b'shas you're drinking the coffee, think about how much nachas ruach Hashem had from that 1 minute of pushing off. And that's all you should do. And then drink the coffee weiter. So this fellow, he drinks his coffee and he's thinking how much nachas. He's thinking he will guilt himself. No, how much nachas ruach Hashem had. How much nachas ruach Hashem had of the 1 minute. He's thinking it over and over again. How much nachas. It's wow. It's true, I fell in the end. But there was 1 minute. 1 minute of Hatzlacha. 1 minute of Sumeira. Hashem had Nachas Ruach in 1 minute. Wow, this is amazing. I'm gewaldig. He said, no, this was so geschmack. I'll try it for 2 minutes. It's so good. Let's try it again. And bit by bit, he pushed up the minutes. 2 minutes, 3 minutes. He thinks, I wish I had Nachas Ruach. I'm pushing up. Eventually, he stopped doing Gansen. But the story isn't about the end of the story that he stopped the answer. My story is about the 1 minute, because genuinely, the eitzah is to think about the 1 minute which you haven't. That is be'etzem the topic. You want to hear the title of today's shiur is, the way to fight sumera is with asei toiv, the hainu. To think about the fact that when we're not doing something, even for 1 minute, and even if there isn't total atzlocha, there is a tremendous asei toiv in that. And if somebody's putting on a gartel, put on a gartel, and he's not, then he's saying, L'shem Yichud, I'm about to do a mitzvah, what's going to happen later? So that's it's not my Isaac. For 1 minute, I'm going to push off that area. That is a tremendous mitzvah, and like when it comes to Pesach, and we get ready, it's going to be mitzvah's matzah, when it comes to Bren, it comes to Sukkah, with the lulav. We should know that the pushing off that area, even without that tzlocha later, this in itself is a tremendous tzlocha. So this is from the title, and then the Beit HaFrishes El Gemoy, as the Hillel said to the Ger. Ebs in the Siyam of the Shia, this is what the clock off. So, but since I've got a bit more time, so we mark a little bit in this Indian. So first of all, on a very practical sense, why it's a very practical Itzah. there's a concept that the person doesn't act according to the way he thinks is right. A person acts according to his perception of self. That means like this. Steht in Mishnah Novus. Al tir Rosha b'fnei atzmecho. A person shouldn't imagine himself as a Rosha. Even if he is a Rosha. Because somebody imagines himself to be a Rosha, will continue being a Rosha. We say, Chazal say, Rishoy melein charotois. What's so bad of having so much charota? Because he's so busy thinking what he is and he's staying there and being a Rosha. He's just not a Rosha. Interesting anecdote about this. Somebody wanted to promote safe driving. Now it's been his man, we need to know, driving, should not know speeding. So he went around asking people in a residential street, would you mind putting in a massive banner, big like Kiddush Levuna, yes, this is an aerial for slow driving. Most people said, nah, it's not for me, you know. Then he went around different houses, same street, and he said, do you mind putting a little card, a business card in your window saying, we request safe driving. So that's a little business card. Papa's nicht. 2 weeks later, he goes back to all these people to put in the window with their business card in the window. Yeah, they think 80% rate. They get chile at 20%. So 80% rate of business card, no? And he goes around to the same people and says, do you mind putting in a big banner? He says, yes, we're happy. You end up to 70%. So what happened? The same kind of people, get chile, far too embarrassed. And now, all of a sudden, they're happy to put in this banner. The third says they've changed their perception of self. When they put up this card in their window, they say to themselves, I'm somebody who cares about public safety. That's better than what they're telling themselves. So, Amela, if this is who I am, so I'm happy to put up a big banner. That is psychological. But there's far more than that. There's far more than that, and that is that we know there's two chalakim in the Yetzer Hara. The Rebbe of Dessler brings down. One chelik Yetzer Hara is a person's addiction, a person's seichel. That person is one kind of musafor. There's another kind of Yetzer Hara which has nothing to do with seichel. And that is the malach. Certain places have a big Yetzer Hara. We say, ascha avera avera. If somebody does an avera, that pulls him to do an avera. It's natural, there's a mashiach for doing ra. Ascha mitzah mitzah. There's a pull. Sometimes you find some person's gone in the soil. And we're doing something, there's no seichel, no rationale behind it. Teretzis, it's a clippers, it's an ungechat. Now we know that a person can influence his mitzvahs afterwards. Like with this tshuva of taking away an avera, there's a way of improving the mitzvahs after he's already done them. We say Rosh Hashanah, we come soon to Rosh Hashanah, so cheni l'schuyos. How can a person down for schuyos? Either he's done it or he hasn't done it. The teretzis, he can improve his mitzvahs by thinking how much satisfaction he had with the mitzvah. So if somebody has 1 minute where he was keeping himself back from Avera, and afterwards he thinks about, wow, that was so beautiful, and with the Nachas Ruach by Hashem, how much satisfaction I've got, that I've got Nachas Ruach, I give Nachas Ruach to Hashem, he's improved his mitzvah. It's not just 1 minute which he's kept himself back of the 1 minute, he's made now 10 minutes, or half an hour, or an hour. That makes the mitzvah far greater. If the mitzvah is far greater, you've got far more ammunition. But the truth of the matter is, it's even more than that, everybody say. The emerson is, the genuine, what we're really looking for, is that 1 minute. I'll explain to you a little bit why. First of all, we've spent so much time thinking about the Chorban. The Chorban is a Migdosh. How great was it, Kabonis? What was the grace of Gadlus of Kabonis? Was it the fact we actually brought this Shepsela to the Beis HaMikdash to be shechted? It wasn't that. Haraya Chazal tell us that the Schav, the little Oif, the Oni who brings his little bird, is the same as the Grace of Oisha. Why? He hasn't brought a big carbon, he hasn't brought this big mooing bull, a little bird. It's a klein azach, a little thing, what have you done already? The Tertius is his heart. He's brought his heart, the heart is the same. Hashem owns the whole world. Well, Hashem wants our heart. If you think about the first example of Korbanos in the Torah, it's Cain and Hevel. Cain brought a bit of Pishdon, that's what he had. Hevel brought a Shepsela, brought a sheep. Cain didn't have any Hatzlacha with his Korban. Hevel did. If you look at it in a physical Maisa, they both brought a Korban, they both brought a gift. But Hashem says, no, it's not a gift. How much love was in this Korban? Cain brought a bit of Pishdon, yeah, I wasn't using it anyway, yeah. With the leftover flax, no, make a taste. Very good. But the rishis, the bikurim, the Hevel brought, he said, Hashem, I'd love to bring you a gift. That's called a gift. Because the whole Galus of Bikurim, Hashem needs a little bit of fruit. He said, this is righteous, this is precious to me. Hashem says, wow, you brought what's precious to me. That's Kevus Elikim. So, how can we even force ourselves to tell us that the little bit is so precious, Taka? The first thing we can learn from the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara has got a murdering trick. It's called only. Then if you're familiar, I think I had a chain here, it's Ach v'rakim u'tim. The Yetzer Hara like to say, Ach v'rak, it's only and it's just. So the marshal, imagine Moshe and he's lying in bed. And he says, time, 7 o'clock, sounds around Kirishma, he wants to get up. So the Yetzer Hara comes to him and says, only 2 minutes of sleep. So, disregarding what's going to happen afterwards, let's say the Yetzer Hara is right. It's tagging going to only be 2 minutes. And then he's going to get out of bed. Why is the Yetzer Hara so interested in these 2 minutes? Sechakel, 2 minutes. Weiss dois, the Yetzer Hara knows that 2 minutes is very precious. And if the Yetzer Hara knows that 2 minutes is very precious, even though I'm going to get out of bed late and say Krishna with the bread, the Yetzer Hara knows that pushing off for 2 minutes is more than choshev. So let's learn from the Yetzer Hara. If the Yetzer Hara knows that 2 minutes is choshev, then we know that pushing off for 2 minutes is very precious. It's a bit like the example of holiday time, people use more binoculars. There's two sides of the binoculars. One side makes things bigger, and one thing makes things smaller. So the Yetzer Hara, beforehand, he puts in the side, being small, it's only 2 minutes. After Aveira, he says, hi, it's a Shavik Aveira. You know, the same thing, we should learn the Yetzer Hara. When he said they're going to push it off, it's Aveira with 2 minutes, the Yetzer Hara says, it's only, what is it? It's not such a special thing. So we're going to turn our binoculars and say, 2 minutes, that's really precious. Let me explain to you a nice story which I read from both sides of the coin. Mitzad Echad, how much a person achieved lira with just one nisoyan, and how much a person gained with one nisoyan. Shon Shadron says a story. When he was younger, so then he used to go around in the Shuk Machne Yehuda, and he used to influence the shop to close for Shabbos. There was one shopkeeper, a barber, and he was a shtak action. I'm sure it's called him Moshe. Shtak action, no. All the people don't have time for a haircut. When they have time, Friday afternoon. That's my whole panos of the ganze week. It's Friday afternoon. The shimpon, and we didn't want to close the shop. One time, he goes past the shop, and he sees the shop is closed. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and he's going to Al-Shuva. He finds out. He says, no, he's in hospital. He had a heart attack. Ah, Gelegenheit, the maggot. Takes his friend with him. He finds out he's still available to have guests, visitors. So, they go to him. And they start speaking to him, you know, Hashem sent you a message. You tried to hit Pegea in the lev, in the heart of Yiddishkeit, the heart of Yidden. Shabbos is the heart of Yidden. Hashem sent a message to your heart. The person gets the message, wow, Hashem sent me a message. So he decides, that's it, he's closing his shop on Shabbos. 2 o'clock, Sunday, it's a summer, winter, no difference. He's closing his shop. Gevalde, gevalde shuvah. 6 months later, they go past his shop, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, knacking away. So the good team's up there, Moishela, Makaya, what's going on? So he says, nah, Lamachop, leave me alone. He says, well, what happened? He says, I'll tell you a story. He says, okay, so invite this story, it'll bring out the point. So he says like this, a story like this. He goes to shul twice a year, once on Yom Kippur, and once on his father's yard site. So this Monday, he had been to shul. And, you know, somebody holding a shvach of matzah, he sees something doing a psalmir, and says, he's better than him. So he sees two people changing dollars for shekel in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. He goes over to them, long beard, goes over to them and says, Asur ledaber b'shas ha'tfilah. So they go to him, He leaves here alone. She decided, oh, I've learned the secret. Next time somebody will tell me about Shabbos, I just go to him. So Shon Shadron went in his drosha Sechem Reisha Friday night and he says, these are the people that come to Shammai and will say, what's with Shmiras Shabbos? And say, I don't know how to barber in the first place. He said, yes, but because of you. She tells them, fuck with me, those people are good people. But that one time with Adon Nisoyan, that's where they fell through. We see, we were so busy, we learned all the stories of the Chorban. It's one story. It's not... What if we say sin as chinam, ongoing things, but the Gemara Chabzon, there was one story. One story comes about Kamtza. We think, Imagine if that one time, that one time, he would have kept himself back. That one time, the Chacham would be Moicha. Before and Bezach Nech, afterwards, but at that crucial moment, he would have stood up. With the whole story, Kamtza Ba Kamtza, the whole Maisa Gugalta, Atana Goyle, it's all that one story. Amasunusoi, of the person who, that one crucial moment where he vapassed his Gelegenheit. And let's say, let me tell you a beautiful story which I read, which shows the godless even one Nisoi in the Toy, what an effect it has. There was a still person in Haifa, a fried person, it was an extremely hot day, all the trees, all the shades were down, all the windows, nobody walking in the street. And he decided to look outside the window, see who's going. And he sees Yeshiva Bacher, ha, Fiakit. And there was a newspaper stand there, with not, unfortunately, not such nice newspapers displayed on the outside. And he says, this Yeshiva Bacher, there's nobody watching him. There's nobody from the windows either, all the shades are down. He doesn't know I'm looking from the trees. So he's probably going to sneak a peek, and he goes past. He walks past the newspaper stand, and he sees the bacher turn his head away. Well, he's being careful. He's mishtoim, what's going on? Nobody's seeing him. He goes to his rov, says, what's going on? He must have something more special, something more geschmack in his life. And he schleps him to a seminar, and becomes a full Baal Tshuva. I read the name of the person, he was nifter rather young, I think 65, he set up a Torah Geshti with his children. What a schus this person has for that one time. But we know the person who became the Baal Tshuva. We don't know who the Bacher is. And could be this Bacher himself, didn't know what he did. He had one, his one moment, the Shmiris Sinaim. And the truth of the matter is, we don't know what that Bacher did a minute beforehand. Could be a minute beforehand the other Shvachim. Could be the minute after he also did. But at that crucial second, he tidoif. He achieved Oilim Imloyai. And we never know. We never will know. And in Shamayim we'll zikha know. There's a story of the Chazon Ish. Somebody, the Chazon Ish was speaking to his friend and said that in this place, here in this street, two being alive, I mean, Shmuzin are talking and learning today. How did you know? There's a Kedush in the place. We say in Gemara, says, Begilot Shchichi Yotzchim. There's a certain Musag, there's a Ruchnis in the place. We influence the Toy. Could be somebody's been Mekadish this Mokam, this one second of his Kabbalah. He's Mekadish the Mokam, and thousands of people later will be able to be Koyushan in the Soyim, this Chosim. We see Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik didn't necessarily do anything special. It's what he didn't do. That one second of what he didn't do, how special it was. And I saw a beautiful Vav, somebody told a beautiful Vav from Bnei Soscha. He says, why do you dance soon in the summer story? Why do you dance in a circle? And he says, when you do a mitzvah besimcha, it's a protection. And that's like the circle, a circle which protects us. When somebody's got simcha for his escabrus, somebody's focus is on that second of escabrus, that second of sumeria, how beautiful our mitzvah becomes, how much protection weiter you'll have for that 1 minute. Let's go back to our original question. We're discussing a little bit that, as he said, the question we learned the Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to go speak to the Roman emperor, to the Roman general. And he said, Melech, he called him a Melech. The general said, Yechai me some two accounts. First of all, I'm not a Melech. Murder Malch, and second of all, if I'm a Melech, where were you until now? He said, because of the Melech, I got good territory for you. You're going to be a Melech now. And Itaki got the message straight away. Why did I not come till now? And he grapples with the territory. He said, because they didn't let me. And the whole thing is worrying. We should have forced them. A barrel, a snake. Oh, it's a mice. It's a very hard kashat of emperor. If I'm right, you're a Melech. Where were you until now? We start off the chief with a kasha. Imalkano. If I'm a Melech, the Tisha B'Av is starting to cry about what's happening. All of a sudden, Agarisa Simchol, Simchol Mazoisa. In the story, one of the greatest rebels, he came to Rosh Hashanah and he said, Hamelech! And he fainted. He said, oh, are you fainting? He says, Limalka, no. If Hashem is the Melech, where were you until now? That's what you're thinking about. If Tisha B'Av is so much, Kirvis Elikim is so beautiful, so special, where are we? Well, Psah Avilas, the whole way in between. And the territory is Hogufa. If somebody's got a whole pile of chveis, top trumps, whatever, sort of certain pictures, and he throws away half of it, and then somebody tells me, you know, this is a rare edition. They're worth £1 million each one. He feels tremendous avelas for the half that he threw away. But on the other hand, he feels a tremendous simcha on all the mitzvahs that he still, all the cards that he still got. If we've got real avelos, that means we've got a simcha in that which we do have. It comes the holidays. And the whole year we think, can we keep kashrus? Yeah. Help us only shop is open Sunday afternoon. We stay till we keep kashrus. It's not so difficult. God wants to come there. And there are other things. Very geschmack, the chab shmuz. In shul. But all of a sudden comes holidays. We realize, no. It's not just because it's geschmack. You're fine. We're all vacuum packing our meat. The guys are in how to bring our kosher food to the Andrei Ekveld. Somebody met me in Gaman told me, drives 40 minutes. The chab shachris, of course. Gewaldige Sache, Chakras in the Minion, we have, it's not just Agav, we have in Chakras. We people who are Makbet on Chakras. Shabbos, nobody's going to watch us while we're doing Shabbos, nobody knows. We are the ones, as you say, Lom Machin Kiddush of the Bell, we go to a new village and we make Kiddush. We are the ones who are making Kiddush, nobody knows. But we are the ones, let me chap. How beautiful, how Gewaldig we already have. The ganze Avela, so the Chukuvah Zalikim, should influence to have 3 weeks of grace of simcha. How much mitzvahs which you already do. It doesn't make any sense to have tzar what we don't have, if we don't have simcha what we do have. And I heard the words from Gershom Miller once, years ago, on Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av Yosha. If we feel like missing nachas ruach, or missing out, tachnon on a Monday and Thursday, we're very far from wanting kabbalas. He was looking at it on the Chelik of Musa Shabbai. But just think about it. There's the Shleimus of Geula, and there's every single Chelik of Geula that which we're so proud of. Every little bit is Scarpus of Nisoyan. That is Kedusha, that is Kibbutz Elikim, that is Yerushalayim, that is a little bit of Beis HaMikdash. If we were sad of not having Beis HaMikdash, then where's our Simcha Imal Ka'ano? If you were sad yesterday, where's your Simcha today? Where's your Simcha Tefillin today on the Lulu and Sukkos on every mitzvah? And that's what we're celebrating. On Gan Grace and Mitzvahs, on Gan Shtela. We're not doing it for anyone. We don't do our Grace Avodah in the middle of the year. We're doing our posh, the simple Avodah with Zayin Ayida. We're happy with that. And that is the Gresta Achana for Elul and Rosh Hashanah. Because the Abish is the only one who could do Yesh Mi Ayin. Us, we need to do Yesh Mi Yesh. If we want to improve, and we're coming to Rosh Hashanah, we say, V'sem Le'echat Le'vadecha, we want Malchus Shemaim. We spend the whole day Tisha B'Av saying, this is what we want. This is what we want Kvod Shemaim. And we're going to spend all the Shana saying, this is what we want Kvod Shemaim. Imal Ka'ano, if this is what you really want, this is what a Yid really is, then where are you when it goes well? The little bit of Iskabras of Nisoyin, how much Simcha did you have? If it disturbs you what you don't have, then why are you not happy when it goes well? And this is our void of 3 weeks. It's not going to be our in Chelik HaMaisa, it's not going to be the best time of the year. Maybe aggressor in Yoni, maybe in Ila, there'll be aggressor in Saros. Maybe aggressor in Darga, Kol Min Ezach, maybe more learning in the year, Be'ez HaShurim. But then we're going to chap on every Chelik of Mitzvah that we do. We chap. We eat no eat kashrus. We makbid on how we wear, which things we wear. We go out in the street with our peers, we're proud. We go with tzitzit, we're proud. And we have how much simcha we have of the kibbutz elikim and how much kvod shemayim we're bringing. That is the guest of simcha. That is the guest of yachonot ha'elul. Because somebody, the more simcha that person has, success breeds success. That brings us to the greatest tshuva of elul.